Well, we are very, very happy to have been awarded one of this year's Impact 100 grants.
That's Tim Evans, Executive Director of Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, talking about the grant they've just been awarded by the Pensacola Bay Area Impact 100. It was one of 8 grants that were awarded by the Pensacola Area Group this year. Cindy Warren is the current Vice President and President-elect of the Pensacola Bay Area Impact 100.
One of our core tenets is that we only give grants in increments of $100,000. So this year we had $836,000 to give away because we had 836 members. And so we gave away 8 grants for $104,500. So if we get to 900 members, then we would give away 9 grants because we can go up to the next 100,000.
To apply for one of those grants, nonprofits need to submit a letter of intent to Impact 100 by April 30th. There are 5 focus areas that the nonprofits must choose from in their application: arts and culture, education, environment, recreation and preservation, family, and health and wellness.
After those grants are submitted, each focus area has a committee of members, and each organization that submits a grant application receives a site visit from members of that focus area committee.
Cindy Warren says that the site visits are an extremely important part of the process.
It's what we always say is really the core of what we do. Some organizations, and we fund a very small organizations as well as larger ones, and some don't all have the same grant writing capabilities, and so it really is eye-opening to go on a site visit because you really learn things that may not have made it into the grant application that you can take back to the committee and help them to understand more about the grant. And, you know, sometimes it works the opposite way, too. You might have your mindset that this is a great one or this is the one I want to vote for, and then you hear more about it, and for some reason you might change your mind. So the site visits are really what we think makes the process.
Impact 100 is made up entirely of women aged 18 or older who each donate $1,000 to be given away as grants to nonprofits. The number of grants is determined by the number of members. This year marked the 10th year this group has awarded grants. Cindy Warren says membership continues to grow in the Pensacola Bay Area Group.
This past year, as I said, we had 836 members. The year before, it was 728. So it's been steadily increasing. And the whole premise was founded on the fact that the founding board members wanted to try to pull together 100 women to give $1,000 so that they could award a $100,000 grant to some organization. And I can't remember the exact number, but there were over 200 members that first year in 2004.
In addition to Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, grants were also awarded to the Santa Rosa Historical Society, Independence for the Blind, West Florida, the Humane Society of Pensacola, Pensacola Museum of Art, Council on Aging West Florida, Gulf Coast Kids House, and Favor House of Northwest Florida. Each nonprofit has 2 years to use the money, and all of it must be spent in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. You can find more at impact100pensacola.org. Okaloosa and Walton counties are represented by Impact 100 Northwest Florida. They will be awarding grants for those counties on November 17th. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.